Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 459 for Friday, July 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were up Friday morning after trading to both sides of unchanged overnight. Activity was thin and choppy, as many participants kept to the sidelines with the U.S. markets closed today for the Independence Day holiday. Canola was up by $1 to over $5, the November contract up $1.50 at $534.60 per ton. Ongoing concerns over hot and dry weather conditions across a large portion of the prairies remained a supportive influence in canola, with forecasts calling for more of the same heading into next week. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which has fallen sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past week, was also supportive. However, ideas that canola is looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds did temper the upside potential. The lack of direction from the U.S. also has the potential to lead to some price swings as the day progresses, if participants try to push the thinly traded market one way or the other. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. U.S. markets, they're all closed today ahead of tomorrow's 4th of July holiday. While dryness in Western Canada continues to remain a concern, the issue in the U.S. Midwest is excessive moisture, and the wet weather there is cutting into the condition ratings for soybeans and corn. Harvest delays for the U.S. winter wheat crop also remain a problem. In other wheat-growing regions of the world, including Russia, Europe, and Canada, adverse growing conditions have also been reported, and that's helped the U.S. futures show some strength recently. However, the upside may be limited when activity resumes in the U.S. market next week, especially as North American wheat prices remain expensive in the global export market. Egypt, the world's largest wheat importer, bought 60,000 tons of wheat in its latest tender, but bypassed the U.S. yet again to purchase from Romania. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.